Today we're stretching an Amen Varination into a deep jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way, not just making the break longer. We're turning it into a proper DJ tool, something that can live in an intro, carry a breakdown, or bridge you into a second drop without sounding like a lazy loop extension. The whole point here is to make the break feel like it has traveled somewhere. The transients still need to read, the groove still needs to nod, and the air around it should start telling a story. In jungle and old school DNB, that atmosphere is part of the rhythm. The break is not just drums, it's the hook, the tension bed, and the identity of the transition. Start by choosing the right Amen fragment. You want a short variation, maybe one or two bars, with a strong snare identity, some ghost notes, or a nice shuffle. Don't just grab the full break if it has clutter that fights the arrangement. In clip view, loop the exact phrase you want to stretch. The best source is a break that still has character when you zoom in. A solid snare, some movement between the main hits, and enough tail to work with. That's the sweet spot. What I want you listening for here is simple. The snare should stay the anchor, and the ghost hits should still feel like they're pulling the groove forward. If the sample is too dense, the atmosphere will fight the rhythm. If it's too sparse, it stops feeling like jungle and starts becoming generic drum ambience. Now warp it for groove, not for perfection. Keep it locked to tempo, but don't sterilize every transient. In old school jungle, a little human edge is part of the flavor. A good starting point is beats mode if you want the drums sliced cleanly and kept percussive. Repitch is great if you want that darker, more printed, sample hardware feel where the whole break shifts with the project tempo. This is a real A or B choice. Use beats mode if you want precision and arrangement control. Use repitch if you want more old school stretch character and a slightly rougher tone. Pick one flavor and commit to it before you start loading up effects. Don't try to chase both at once. Next, duplicate the clip and start slicing the phrase into useful parts. You are not chopping this like a flashy remix. You're composing a stretched narrative. Pull out a strong entry hit, a ghost cluster, a snare-led accent, and one tail or room section that can become negative space. Make 3 to 5 slices you can place across 2, 4, or even 8 bars. Use fades on the clip edges so you're not fighting clicks every time you move a slice. And once you find the slices that really work, consolidate them. Commit early. That's one of the best habits in jungle production. If you keep browsing endlessly, you never get to the part where the thing starts sounding like music. Now for the atmosphere, and this is the key move. Don't go hunting for random ambience right away. Build the atmosphere from the break itself. Duplicate the Amen track and treat that copy as your atmospheric bed, while keeping the original more rhythmic and readable. A clean stock chain in Ableton can get you very far here. EQ8 first. I pass the copy somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so the low end stays out of the way. Then add echo with a short delay, low feedback, and a dark filter so it reads like haze rather than obvious repeats. Follow that with reverb, long decay, very low dry slash wet, and a high cut to keep it misty instead of shiny. Auto filter can move slowly over 8 or 16 bars, and a touch of saturator can thicken the tail without making it sound overcooked. What you listen for here is important. The atmosphere should bloom after the transient, not before it. If the reverb is clouding the snare impact, shorten the decay or high pass more aggressively. The drums should still punch first. The space comes after. That's the trick. Now stretch the phrase by timing, not just by time stretching. This is where people often miss the point. A great stretched Amen Varination is built on intentional gaps. Don't fill every beat. Let one slice sustain, let another hit a little early, let the ghost cluster answer late. That spacing is what creates tension. You might arrange it over 4 bars like this and feel. Not literally bar for bar copy and paste. Strong entry on bar 1. Ghost heavy response on bar 2, reduced activity and more space on bar 3, then a fill or a tail lift into bar 4. You can shape that with clip gain and small level changes too. You don't always need more effects. Sometimes a slightly quieter slice or a longer tail is enough to make the phrase breathe. Why this works in DNB is because jungle phrasing often depends on partial information. The listener fills in the missing motion between ghost hits and atmosphere. That creates forward pull without clutter. It sounds musical because the ear is doing part of the work. Before you get carried away with more processing, check the relationship with the bass. Put your sub or bass line underneath the stretched Amen immediately. This is where the idea either becomes DJ ready or turns into a blurry texture. Keep the sub mono and stable. If the duplicate break layers are building up too much low mid body, cut around 180 to 350 Hz on the atmospheric copy. If the snare starts losing weight, don't overcut the 1.5 to 3 kHz area unless another layer is replacing that presence. Here's a very useful test. Loop 4 bars with kick, snare, and bass active. If the stretched amen still reads as a rhythmic layer rather than another competing drum kit, you're in the zone. If it feels like the sub ducks every time the tail blooms or the snare disappears into the wash, pull it back. Keep the hierarchy clean. Now decide whether the atmosphere should feel narrow and claustrophobic or wide and ghostly. Both are valid. If you want something darker and heavier, keep the break mostly center, darker, and more compressed in feel. Let the atmosphere sit behind it rather than around it. That's great for dark rollers, tough old school tools, and pressure heavy transitions. If you want something more cinematic, let the atmosphere open up a bit wider while the dry break stays focused. Use slow filter motion and delayed tails to create depth. That works beautifully in deeper jungle intros and breakdown passages. My advice is simple. Keep the dry amen focused and let the atmosphere layer do the width. That way the groove stays anchored while the mood expands around it. And always check mono. If the break collapses, gets hollow, or the ghost tails fall apart, reduce width, shorten the reverb, or bring more of the low mid back to center. Once the core is working, automate the atmosphere so it evolves with the arrangement. Small moves go a long way. Open the filter into a transition. Raise the reverb dry slash wet slightly into a breakdown. Push echo feedback a little in the last half bar before a drop. Nudge saturator drive up for extra grit in the second half of the phrase. Keep those moves musical. Don't turn it into a trailer effect. A 10 to 20% change can feel huge if the groove is sparse. Think in phrases, not just bars. If you're building an 8-bar intro, maybe the first 4 bars stay stripped and readable, then the atmosphere opens up in bars 5 to 8 while the bass tease stays withheld. That gives the DJ a clean phrase to mix over, but it still feels alive. If the layer stack starts getting too soft or too fussy, print it. Freeze the idea into an audio pass once the phrasing feels right and the drum-bass relationship is working. Then trim the fades, clean the pickup, and maybe re-slice one accent for a sharper transition. Sometimes the best move is to stop layering and start committing. That's how it starts sounding expensive. Always check it in context, not just in solo. Test it with the kick and sub, then test it against the next section's drum so you know the handoff feels clean. A stretched amen that sounds amazing alone can fall apart the moment the full low end enters. So make the second pass more intentional. Swap one slice for a fill. Reverse one tail into the downbeat. Open the filter a touch more. Remove one ghost hit so the next section can feel bigger. Little details. Big payoff. A useful extra mindset here is to think of the amen as a phrase with memory, not a loop. Jungle works because of tiny imperfections, repeat logic, and changes in tail behavior. If every bar is equally busy, it stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling like a drum edit. Leave one frequency lane empty if you can. Let the bass own the sub. Let the break own the motion in the upper mids. Bass makes the whole thing feel bigger. If you want a darker, more sinister result, dirty the atmosphere more than the transient layer. Keep the snare relatively clean and readable, then let the reverb return and the echo tail take on the grime. That contrast preserves impact while giving you that haunted warehouse feeling. So here's the full picture. Choose a strong amen variation. Warp it for groove, not perfection. Slice it into performanceable pieces. Build the atmosphere from a duplicated copy. High pass the low end, add dark delay and reverb, and let the phrase breathe with intentional gaps. Then shape it against your bass line. Check mono, automate lightly, and commit when the idea is working. If you get it right, the result won't just be a stretched loop. It'll still nod, still hit, and feel like deep jungle air wrapped around the break. That's the goal. Now take the 4-bar practice challenge. Build one version in beats mode or repitch mode. Keep the sub area clear. Add one dry layer and one atmospheric layer, and automate at least one movement over the phrase. Then make an alternate bounce with a different atmosphere balance. That's how you learn the difference between a loop and a proper DJ tool. At that anchor hit locked, keep the groove breathing, and let the atmosphere do the storytelling. That's the sound.